A judge in Tunisia has ordered opposition leader Rachid Ghannouchi to be imprisoned for allegedly plotting against state security. That's according to his lawyer. Ghannouchi leads the biggest opposition party, An-Nahda, and is a critic of President Kais Saied. He was arrested on Sunday. President Saied is accused of orchestrating a power grab after he suspended parliament in 2021. Well, in a message recorded before his arrest, Rachid Ghannouchi accused the government of misusing the judiciary to target political opponents.
The battle in our country is between democracy and the dictatorship that wants to confiscate all the gains of our blessed revolution. The legal cases against us are empty and meaningless, according to legal experts. The problem in our country is not with me, the unions or other parties. The problem in Tunisia lies with the dictatorship and this brutal coup that is pushing the country towards more calamities and famines.
Let's take a look at what's behind the political instability in Tunisia over the past 2 years. In July 2021, President Kais Saied sacked the prime minister, froze parliament and assumed executive powers. The opposition said it was a coup. Last July saw just 30% of voters turn out in a referendum that backed Saied's new constitution. Only 10% of Tunisians voted in parliamentary elections in December and January. Since early February, the government has arrested more than 20 political opponents and public figures who've criticised the president. Amin Sanusi is a political analyst and independent journalist. He joins us from Paris. Good to have you with us. So first of all, what do you make of the charges now being levelled against Rachid Ghannouchi?
Well, the charges used against Rachid Ghannouchi are the same ones that have been used against Ghazi Shaweishi, against Shaima Issa, against Abdelhamid Jilassi. Those are charges that are used against anyone who is critical of Kais Saied. Kais Saied is actually just doing what he's been doing since February and since 2019, always finding ways, political ways, and using the police and the state to arrest his opponents and to intimidate them. Because the message is stronger than arresting Rachid Ghannouchi. The message that the government and Kais Saied is sending, that anyone who is critical risks to be accused, is at risk of being accused of plotting against the state.
Let me present to you the narrative of the president and those who support him. They say the political class, particularly in parliament, they're corrupt. They were running the country into the ground. And the particular accusation that was made against Rachid Ghannouchi when shortly after he was arrested had to do with a speech in which the officials came out and said he was inciting violence.
Well, first, the accusations of corruptions are meaningless because Saied has full powers since in the last 2 years. And did he manage to get rid of corruption? No. Did he manage to get rid of economical crisis? No. So the problem is not the parliament or is not the previous constitution and the separation of powers. The problem are deeply rooted inside Tunisia's economy. Saied is just using corruption to attack his opponents. The charges against Ghannouchi comes from a sentence where he said any attempt to eliminate any political idea in Tunisia will lead to civil war. And that statement is just a political analysis. And that statement is just someone who is trying to say that Kais Saied is trying to eliminate political ideologies in Tunisia. So really, the statement that Ghannouchi made is a statement you hear in every political party in Europe or in the US, and you can hear those type of statements everywhere. Saied just finally managed to get something on Rachid Ghannouchi, just like he used to do with his other political opponents. The idea is arrest first and then find the charges.
Do you think we'll see Nahda actually banned? And what will that mean? It's the largest opposition party.
Well, it's technically banned, really. They don't have the right to organize meetings at that time. They can't access their headquarters. So really, you don't need to ban them because you just strip them for every political right they have. So really, it's the largest opposition group, but Saïd managed successfully to convince people that Nahda is the sole responsible for the economical and democratic crisis in the last 10 years. While Nahda was never governing alone, there was a structural and difficult economical problems to resolve. But Saïd managed to convince the people that that the old system is responsible for the crisis, and that he's the only solution left. But when people will realize that this Saïd is not able to deliver, because in the last 2 years he had full powers and he didn't bring any solution to the table, once the people will realize that he's not able to deliver, we will need to convince again, and we will need to talk again about the importance of separation of power, the importance of a parliamentarian system, in order to avoid another populistic and authoritarian figure.
All right. Thank you so much for your analysis, Amin Sanusi.